Good evening, my amazing and excellent New Yorkers and fellow Americans. How are we all doing through these global crises of mental and physical health? Psychotic dictators trying to take over sovereign and democratic countries. Common men trying to declare themselves kings. A king or a queen is a man or a woman of royal blood by ancestry and virtue, of great honor, beacons of peace and hope, especially in trying times. Royalty is wisdom beyond borders, mastering languages and diplomacy. It is an internationally recognized title, not a status to access publicity and bank funds. Do you all remember the stories we heard as kids growing up of kings and princes running to their borders in times of war to defend their country or their castle from attack? What happened to those types of men and kings and princes? Well, that's why, at least I can say, my parents humbled themselves and went into diplomacy and started this esteemed job since the 1980s from level zero and built themselves humbly to international ambassadorship upon retirement, corruption and scandal free. Diplomacy is a new weapon against the enemy. Sanctioning people is a new way to fight dictatorships, because we take away everything they hold dear. Like my parents used to when I was 6 years old and misbehaving and not listening to simple rules and laws. And here I am to teach the so-called men in power that grown men don't use force and attacks, they use their brain. This is what I heard at 6 years old from my parents. Brute force will take you nowhere. Your brain will take you everywhere. We are not rhinos in my royal family. That is royal in name only. We fight for justice and humanity. We condemn violence against women. We denounce dictators and dictatorships, for royalty is an honor and rite of passage, not just a simple decree. King Solomon Thomas Marafino I and Queen Felicia Jane Marquess taught their 7 children that education from home. Hence my no-nonsense approach to tackling global problems. Coming from me and the NPR, that's the American National Public Radio, if any of you are feeling anxious, stressed, because all hell is breaking loose in Europe, your feelings are medically and completely normal, is what I have to tell you. The NPR advises to learn what triggers your stress and anxiety. Listen to your body's response. That is, do you start sweating, hyperventilating, and shaking? Then stop everything and take multiple deep breaths in your nose and out your mouth. get oxygen to your brain. Fear is a tool used by, what is the word I can use so I don't offend anyone? I don't want to say young people or little boys because that's an insult to children who have intelligence we still don't even understand. But yes, take a walk, meditate, pray, do something good for yourself or for other people. Concerning the Trump pipe papers, yes, it is me again, Mr. Trump, thy worst nightmare, ready to throw another curveball sanction till you succumb to Madam Justice in New York and answer to Lady Liberty of Liberty Island. I would like to invite Miss Letitia Ann, also known as Tish James, New York City's first African-American female attorney general who is serving Mr. Donald Trump all the legal curveballs in the book till he shows up for court. Mr. Trump, I shall not permit you to undermine the integrity and hard work of New Yorkers with your petty games and hereby decree and confiscate your right to honorary New Yorkship. I would also like to invite Mr. Daniel Sachs Goldman, an American legal analyst and congressional United States representative who served as majority counsel into Donald Trump's impeachment trial and earned my legal respect as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Trump pipe papers is a horrific nightmare that has clogged the most sacred building in America, the White House. We are going to need the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists and all the great women who have hosted The View's history to cover this story of the decade. I am just opening the conversation. If he clogged the White House, imagine how clogged New York City pipes must be. All those decades of the Trump Towers, no wonder he had to move to Mar-a-Lago in Florida. Florida must also be investigated and possibly clogged. Clogging up New York City and the whole East Coast. Now you all know why President Joseph Robin Biden Jr. needs to build America back better. Because we just can't have it like this. It's all those clogged pipes from East Coast to South, from West Coast to Midwest. Would you want Trump papers to haunt your American pipes and home? I don't think so. Yes, this is my diplomatic sanction to all the Biden haters. Remember the slaps I said I'd be throwing online to you all? There you go. So see you soon, America. I am coming home for sure. I have a royal luncheon of the Marafino family of the decade to plan, and I decree it on this international recording. It shall happen in Manhattan, New York City, possibly on Central Park. We will see the optics later. If your visa and invitation letter get lost in the royal mail, it's not going to be my fault. My powers are limited by ambassadorship and royal decree. We all belong somewhere, and I am done with everywhere. So, Mr. President Joseph Robin Biden Jr., I will be waiting for Air Force One or any American diplomatic flight to fly me back to New York. My diplomatic journey around the world is over, and I appreciate it in advance, Mr. President. I hope everyone has an amazing weekend. Be with God or be with karma. digital diplomatic signature, February 24th, 2022, Hawkeye.